found an old postcard I wrote on the back. With some change in my pocket, I bought a few stamps.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to Postcards from Home via Clear Lake, Iowa.
Yeah, today our home is inside a tent, camped out on the Clear Lake State Park.
Thank you.
Our fire is
going. 9:15 p.m. and it's still light outside.
Yeah.
But we're taking it easy. And I didn't get my nap in today, so I'm going to bed early.
Is that why?
One reason.
So, I believe we sent out
three
postcards today.
Yes, we did.
One from the Surf Ballroom. Another one with a picture of sailboats on it. And the third one, you had to circle the town that we were in because...
Yeah, it was a map of the state of Iowa with a bunch of landmarks on it. And we are in north central Iowa, right off I-35, 110 miles north of Des Moines, Iowa.
Just a...
Oh, the date is June 25, 2013.
25 years.
Of wedded bliss.
Yes.
That's what they call it.
I don't know what to call it. We've been married 25 years today. And we're camped out in a tent. Yet today was the first day it did not rain on us since we started camping out.
Sunday.
So Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Third day camping out. Got a couple more days to go. And still we're sending out postcards to all of you. And, oh, we should say who we sent out the last postcard to. Do you even remember?
Was it the state of Texas one?
Yeah.
Yes, we mailed it to Dave's dad in El Paso, Texas. David Cedillo Sr.
Yes. My name is David Cedillo Jr. Dad and I do not have middle names. I found out when I moved to the Midwest that was kind of an odd thing.
Isn't that special?
What's your middle name?
I'm not saying.
You're not saying?
Nope. But I do have one.
Yeah, you got a...
I signed my name Jennifer R. Cedillo.
Oh, it begins with an R, everybody. Is that rain falling on her?
No, it's the kids. People walking by. There's no rain tonight, thank God. There's been rain Sunday night and Monday night, but
hey,
no rain tonight.
We actually swam in Clear Lake today.
Yes.
It was hot enough.
At 7 o'clock we were in the lake.
We actually got in the lake and we baptized ourselves in the lake. We got all of our body in the lake.
With water that was only about
up to your navel,
3 feet deep.
Yeah, but that's okay. It's still deep
felt
enough
great.
To float on your back, do the dog paddle, do a side stroke, float on your back.
Mm-hmm. Breaststroke. Get away from the biting flies.
Yeah, the flies and the mosquitoes. Maybe I'll play a little song about the flies and mosquitoes.
Yeah, you should
here.
Do that on this episode.
Yeah. Insert song here.
Okay.
He was breathing in the smoke, kept his goggles on. The flies stopped biting, mosquitoes seemed to be gone. Piled on the wood, smoke and flame. Bugs don't like it until it starts to rain. Ooh, ooh, ooh. So, this is like the most work I think we've ever done camping out, you and me.
What do you mean the most work? We've worked out at Michigan.
Well, but I mean, we didn't have to put up with rain and...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this
bugs.
Is the most intolerable I mean, it hasn't been intolerable, but it's been a lot less tolerable than Michigan has.
Wedded bliss, everybody.
Ever was. The only way the bugs stay away from Dave is if he's 3 feet in the lake or the guy
who's sitting in front of a fire, engulfed in smoke,
wearing his sunglass eye goggles.
I gotta be wearing goggles so I can take being in the smoke. Mm-hmm. With long pants and long sleeves.
Off doesn't cut it. Mosquito ring coil doesn't cut it.
A pleasant aroma for you, but not for mosquitoes. Pick is easy to use. Light it and forget it. Pick's aroma keeps mosquitoes, gnats, and sandflies away. Pick is the best protection for barbecues, fishing and camping trips, or just relaxing in the yard.
You know what I think, though? When we first got out of the lake, they were leaving me alone, and it maybe I need more of that, the microorganisms that are floating around in the lake in my body, so that the flies leave me alone, because...
Okay, well, when we go swimming tomorrow, I'll swallow a gallon of lake water.
No, I don't... I'm not going to do that. I mean, they can also... get in me, you know, like via my skin, you know.
Okay,
when you get
so you
in,
stay an hour in the lake.
I'll stay an hour in the lake. You could stay a half hour in the lake.
Yeah.
And when I come out covered in leeches, you'll know that.
You want to tell them what you're
my idea backfired.
Do you want to share with the cyber world what we plan on doing tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, here in our temporary home in a tent. In Clear Lake, Iowa. Well, actually, we're going to leave the tent.
Yes.
And drive down the South Shore Drive, which will turn into North Shore Drive, which will turn into Buddy Holly Place, and go right in front of the Surf Ballroom, which is the last place where Buddy Holly, Ritchie Valens, and the Big Bopper played.
And February 2nd, 1959.
Thank you. A date that will live in infamy. We are going to the Surf Ballroom to open mic night.
At 7 p.m., free admission.
Free admission, dollar off drinks. And I already tried to get on the roster so I could play something weird up on the stage, but they said they were full, of course. But I'm going to bring my harmonicas just in case someone needs a backup harmonica player. And maybe I'll still... I did actually get up on the stage. We took pictures of each other. Jenny took a picture of me.
That was yesterday when it rained all day.
Yeah, when it rained all day and nobody was in, no one was walking around anywhere, so we went inside the Surf Ballroom, and it was kind of ghostly in there.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenny went to I asked her to check out the women's restroom because I wanted to know how old it looked. Did it look old in there?
Yeah.
Like how old would you guess?
The 50s.
A bathroom from the 50s.
Yeah. Except I think they have modern sinks.
That's good.
But I think it was the original tile, you know, that mosaic tile or that tiny tiles, you know, circle tiles.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't like the ceramic tile.
And I went in the men's room and counted 14 urinals.
Thank you, Dave. And we went, what was the name of that place we went to and got sundaes?
Oh, this big place shaped like an ice cream cone. It was called the Shady, the Sweet Spot, the Sweet...
Sweet Shop?
So Shore, the Sweet Shady Shore.
It was called something.
Something with a lot of S's and SH's.
And the young man waiting on us inside looked like he was trying to look like Buddy Holly.
And he was doing a good job of it.
We're rambling.
That's what you do on a radio show.
Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Postcards from Home, Episode 6, I believe.
So watch out for my postcard, it's coming to you. And if you have some loose change, then you can send me one too.